There's a verse in the book of Matthew where Jesus says, "Let your light shine to the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give praise and glory to their Father in heaven." And so I think it's appropriate to, we hear about the good works that SLAM did, and we think about the good works that all of you did in getting them there, and we turn that into praise for God who allows such generosity and goodness in us. So, you know, I was thinking about what to talk about this week, and it seemed to me like there's been a lot of going on recently. I was thinking a couple weeks ago, a group of you went to the Lewis House. SLAM, of course, went to Mingo County, West Virginia. I just went to vacation. I went on vacation with my family to Florida. A lot of going. Along with going, though, comes returning. The going gets a lot of the preparation. The going gets a lot of the anticipation and excitement. The returning, not usually so much, right? But I want to just take a moment this morning to suggest that returning, and returning well, really allows us to get the most out of our going experience. So I just want to share a few reflections about returning, and just show that it's in returning well that we get the most out of our going. The first reflection I want to offer you this morning is that returning reminds us that our greatest joy, is not in what we do for God, but in what God has done for us. In fact, in God Himself. In Luke 10, we already looked at Luke 6 this morning. I wanted to jump ahead to Luke 10 a little bit. And in this passage, the disciples have just gotten back from a kind of mission trip. Jesus has sent them out. They've proclaimed the good news. They have healed. They have cast out demons. They've done all kinds of wonderful work for the kingdom of God. And they come back and they're excited. And Jesus teaches the disciples a little bit about returning. It says, "The 70 returned with joy, saying, 'Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us.' He said to them, 'I watched Satan fall from heaven and like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you.' But then he says, 'Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.'" The disciples are excited about all these great things they've done, and I read this passage, and I think at first it seems like Jesus is kind of playing the Debbie Downer. You know, stop rejoicing in these things. What I think Jesus is actually doing is preaching the good news in a much deeper way. Because the good news, gospel means good news, the good news is not about what we can do for God. It's about what Jesus has done for us. It begins with Jesus who has invited us into the kingdom. And that's the good news that the disciples preached. The kingdom of God is near. The kingdom of God, the life that God wants you to have, is available to you. God has offered us that. And on this side of the resurrection, we know that the good news is what Jesus has done for us in dying for us on the cross and being raised from the dead to offer us this new life. That's where the good news starts. And that is the constant source for our joy. God's love for us is not based on our work, and so it's not the foundation for our joy. If God's love were based on our work, then what do in times of rest? Do we have to wonder if God still loves us even when we're not doing? What about the times of preparation? Or what about the times when we fail? Can we still experience God's love? Can we still experience God's joy? Yes. Because the gospel, the good news, is about what God has done for us, not just in what we can do for God. I think Jesus brings meaning to the returning. He says, your joy is not just out there in the work you do out there. Your joy is here in what God can do in you and through you. And that does not change no matter where you are. God's greatest gift, our greatest joy, is not found in a place, but in Jesus Christ, who goes before us and with us and works through us. second reflection. Returning reminds us that we are called not to moments of mission, but to whole life mission. Whole life mission. Mission trips and mission experiences, I think, are kind of like puzzle boxes. You know, when you're doing a puzzle, a big puzzle particularly, and you look at the pieces and you're not sure where to go, you look at the puzzle box and you get this picture of what it's supposed to look like. You see the big picture, you see the final product, so that when you go back to the puzzle pieces, you can start to see how they fit in. You have a new and fresh perspective on the work that you're doing. And I think that's kind of the idea behind mission trips. It's a time where the Spirit kind of shines, God shines a light on how the Spirit works, and you get to see a very clear picture of what happens when the Spirit is working through people in love and grace, so that when you come back to your life and look at the different pieces, your home life, your work life, your school life, you look at all these pieces and you start to see them in a new and fresh perspective. And see, oh, I remember how the Spirit worked there, and now I can see how the Spirit is working here, and here, and here. That's the point of mission trips. To help us to be able to see how God is putting us on mission in all the areas of our lives. We need to use those mission experiences correctly, then. Not just as we've done our mission and now we wait till the next mission opportunity. It's kind of like, to give another illustration, the samples at the grocery store. You know, do you plan your grocery trips to go on sample day? I don't know. Maybe, but yeah, there you go. Anderson's, I guess, has the best. I don't know. I haven't been there for sample day, at least. But anyway, the purpose of the samples, the reason the sample people are there, is not to give you your lunch, right? Now, I confess that there have been times where I have been hungry and I've been at the grocery store and I just kind of go around from sample table to sample table and fill myself up. But really, that's not why they're there, right? The sample people are there because they think if they can give you a taste of their product, that you will start to see a vision for your life with that product in your daily experience, right? So I get a bite of popcorn shrimp, and I think, wow, this is delicious. And I think, wow, I could have that every day for my lunch. And they want you to buy the whole product so that you can experience it throughout your life. That's the idea of the mission trip. You get a taste and a good taste of this mission and what happens when God can work through you. And so you can get a vision for every day. I can experience this. I can taste this God working through me idea, concept. We need to use them right. Mission trips help us to get in touch with what we were created to do. To love, to serve, to do good with our whole lives. Remember that passage from Ephesians 2. You are God's masterpieces, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared for you in advance. That's what we were created for. We were created to do good, to be on mission all the time. And so when we return from a mission trip, it's not time to dust off our hands and say, okay, I've done it. I've done my mission for the year. I'm going to wait till the mission trip next year and I'll get my fill again. The idea is that you return excited about the power of God working through you, loving and serving and doing good towards others, making God's goodness and love known. Finally, returning reminds us that whole life mission is the result of preparation. Whole life mission. If we want to be whole life missionaries, that takes preparation. There's a bit of a danger, I think, in making mission trips or conferences or any of these places where we kind of experience spiritual highs. There's a danger in making those the standard for the Christian life. Because the Christian life is not just about spurts of excitement. In the Christian life, there are times of feeling close to God. And that so often happens at places like conferences and mission trips and things like that. Feeling close to God and close to each other. But there are also times where we feel distant. That's part of the Christian life too. There are times of doing the work and being out there and interacting with people. There are also times of preparation. There are times of harvesting. There are times of planting. There are times of shining the light brightly and times of tending to the wick that makes the candle burn. All of these are parts of the Christian life. And returning reminds us that there is also time for preparation in the Christian life. On my high school baseball team, I had a teammate who was the fastest kid on the team by far. This kid could fly. But by the time he reached second base, and excuse the expression, he looked like he was about to hurl. Just from running 180 feet. Because this kid was fast, and he had it in spurts, but he never trained. He never prepared. And so by the time he got to second base, he was pretty much worthless. Because he hadn't put forth the practice and prepared himself for that experience. Being ready for whole life mission takes training. It takes preparation. You come back from a mission trip, you're tired, right? Some of you are tired from the mission trip. And that's okay. You're tired. But we need to get to the point where we can come back from the mission trip, have some time of rest, and be ready to head back and do that mission work on a daily basis. And that takes preparation. It takes a daily commitment to growth. It takes growing in large group settings. It takes growing in small group settings. It takes growing in one-on-one settings, alone with God. All of these training moments help us to do whole life mission. I think conferences and mission trips, those spiritually high moments, are the times where God kind of raises His voice so that we can hear Him clearly and He makes sure that we know what He's saying. But it takes training to be able to hear and be attuned to God's whisper. And that's how God normally speaks. Softly, quietly, waiting for us to turn our ear to Him and listen. It takes training to be aware of God's voice in the seemingly small moments, not just the trips and the big moments, the small moments of our walks with Jesus. Being able to hear God in the morning when we open up our scriptures and take time for meditation and prayer in God's Word, to be able to hear His voice and how He's speaking to us. Those small moments at work where you have to decide whether you're going to do this one little task with integrity or do it the way that everyone else does it. Those moments where we need to hear His voice teaching us about a relationship in your life that God wants you to reconcile. Those moments where God just wants to turn your attention to a need in your community that requires you to really listen, where God wants you to serve. It takes training and preparation to be able to hear that whisper and be able to respond when God whispers to you. Returning has a different feel than going. There's not quite as much the sense of anticipation or the sense of adventure. And that's okay. They can feel different. But only as long as we are aware that the Spirit of Christ is there and also here. That God's love for us, we can experience it when we're doing the work and when we're at rest. That disciples are made when building houses and caring for kids and caring for people at nursing homes and when God is building character in us. God is advancing His kingdom in the big moments and the small moments. May God give us the grace to see the Spirit in all of those places, to know God's love no matter what the circumstances are, and to join in the kingdom whenever and wherever God invites us to join in. Let's pray. Loving God, thank You for the experiences of going and of serving and of loving people and of experiencing something new. And thank You for the opportunity to experience Your life and newness and freshness even within our daily routines and the people we see all the time. Help us to be attentive to Your whisper. Help us to return well so that we can live out Your mission and experience Your joy no matter where we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.